A high deep drive right field. Did he do it again? Gone! A three-run homer for David Ortiz.
That one is driven deep to right center field. On the run is Kiermaier. Gone! A grand slam from Mark Teixeira.
1-2. Jose Fernandez is unbelievable.
The AL East has turned into a four-team race. Jose Fernandez stole the show in Clayton Kershaw's return, and Rich Hill was on the verge of history until the unthinkable happened. I'm Darwin Zook, and this is your Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette. All across the country on Sunday and within 15 Major League ballparks, it was a day of reflection and remembrance for the thousands of innocent lives lost 15 years ago on 9/11. Pre-game tributes and moments of silence took place at every big league venue and were especially poignant at Yankee Stadium, located just a short distance from the epicenter of that day's tragic events.
And please direct your attention to the area behind home plate as the New York Yankees welcome an honored military guest who is joined today by his family. United States Air Force Sergeant Dale Catlett from Chester, New York. Welcome back, FDNY firefighter Frank Pizarro. He will now sing God Bless America.
God bless America, my home, sweet home.
With little to no drama surrounding five of baseball's six division title races heading down the stretch, the American League East is doing its part to fill that void. Entering Friday night, the top four clubs in the East were separated by only four games. Atop that quartet were the Red Sox and Blue Jays, with just a one-game margin between them. Boston raced out to a 6-2 lead Friday before Hanley Ramirez truly put this one out of reach in the top of the seventh.
High fly ball right center. Pillar turning tail, racing to the wall, and it's off the top of the wall, and that ball's out of here. That's a three-run homer. Hanley Ramirez with number 22, and the Red Sox open it up in Toronto with a three-run blast off the top of the fence.
The Red Sox cruised to a 13-3 win as Rick Porcello became the first 20-game winner in the majors. It was a very flat effort by a Blue Jays team, which had a chance to reclaim a share of first place in front of their home crowd. But manager John Gibbons knew there was no reason to panic.
It's uncharacteristic of us, so you know we'll move on, you know, play the game tomorrow. But yeah, you really can't. I don't think you can dwell on that. You know, we haven't been playing really necessarily good baseball the last week, but. You know, I still believe, you know, hey, I like these guys. You know, they got us to this point, and I think they'll continue to do that.
Toronto had no problems rebounding in a low-scoring affair on Saturday, once again trimming the Red Sox division lead to just one. It was Melvin Upton Jr. that got the offense cranked up in the second inning.
1-1 pitch, drill deep left center field, long high drive, and yes, sir, there she goes. Home run number four is a Blue Jay for Melvin Upton, and he's put the Blue Jays in flight here, leading 2-0 in the second inning.
The rubber game of the series featured the high-scoring, back-and-forth type game that many had expected. The Sox and Jays combined to smash six out of the yard, but the biggest came from Big Poppy in the sixth, with his team trailing by a run.
A high deep drive right field. Did he do it again? It is gone! A three-run homer for David Ortiz! And the Red Sox are back in the lead. Number 32 for Big Poppy. This is some ballgame.
In his final game ever in Toronto, Ortiz launched a three-run homer, giving Boston the lead and the series win. Ortiz passed Jimmy Fox for 18th on the all-time home run list with 535 career round-trippers. The Red Sox opened up a two-game lead over the Jays in the AL East with the victory, but there are two other teams in the East also in the playoff hunt. The Orioles, after dropping a game in Detroit on Friday, responded nicely, taking the next two over the weekend.
Two away. Here's Michael Bourne. Here's the 2-2 delivery on the way and up in the air to right field. He got some good wood. It's back of the wall. Bourne, goodbye, home run. Number two for him with the Orioles, and that will put the O's on the board with a 2-0 lead as he homers off Verlander.
Baltimore is now tied with the Jays atop the wild card race in the AL and also just two games back of Boston for the division lead. As if it couldn't get any more cluttered in the AL East, the New York Yankees are rapidly gaining ground. The Bronx Bombers took a five-game winning streak into Friday's game against the Rays, and Mark Teixeira made sure it kept on rolling.
That one is driven deep to right center field. On the run is Kiermaier. Gone! A grand slam from Mark Teixeira. And the Yankees lead 7-4. The veteran comes up big with a big blast. Four ribbies on one swing. And the Yankees lead by five.
A 7-5 victory for the Yankees over the Rays was their sixth in a row and pulled the resurgent Bombers within just one game of the second wild card spot. After having their season-best seven-game winning streak snapped on Sunday, the Yanks are still just two back of the Jays and Orioles in the wild card race. Another team streaking into the playoff picture are the Seattle Mariners. After taking 3 of 4 from the AL West leading Rangers, Seattle arrived in Oakland looking to keep it going. An unlikely power source triggered the offense on Friday.
Last year, take another look as Nori drives one right field, and it is gone. Nori Aoki with his second home run of the season. Nori got all over that. His last home run was May 28th.
Then the defense took over later on.
Adam Lind. He's got some room hanging with it.
Wow.
Nice catch. Wow, man, that's the second time we've seen him do that. Last time we were in here, he made a running catch.
Seattle swept the A's for their fifth consecutive win, the longest active streak in the majors. The M's are just 3.5 games back in the wild card picture. As for the NL wild card race, the Mets and Cardinals are neck and neck as they battle for the second spot. Yoenis Cespedes' 30th homer of the season secured the Mets' 7th win in 8 games on Sunday.
And Cespedes drives one to deep left field, headed toward the wall. It's out of here! Yoenis Cespedes with a grand slam, and the Mets have a 5-0 lead. Another feat of strength for Cespedes, his 30th home run of the year, and the Mets get the big blow they need.
The Cardinals, meanwhile, split a 4-game set with the Brewers and find themselves a half game behind the Mets for that second wild card spot. Elsewhere across the majors over the weekend, Clayton Kershaw made his long-awaited return, taking a big league mound for the first time since June 26th. He allowed 2 runs in 3 innings on a strict pitch count, but he was upstaged on Friday night by another of the game's elite arms.
1-2. Fastball, got it! 14 strikeouts, 7 shutout innings. Jose Fernandez in this house is unbelievable.
Those 14 strikeouts tied a career high as a 4-1 Marlins win over the Dodgers gave Fernandez a mark of 28-2 at home in his career. Staying with the Dodgers, on Saturday, an extremely unlikely event occurred. 36-year-old Southpaw Rich Hill had a perfect game through 7 innings, and then he was pulled, yes, as in removed from the game after just 89 pitches. Manager Dave Roberts tried to offer an explanation.
You know, I feel sick to my stomach. You know, Rich obviously had a perfect game and opportunity of a lifetime. And as a manager, you're taking a lot of different information. We've been dealing with Richie's blister, and that caused him to lose a lot of time this season. And, you know, trading for him at the deadline, he's made 3 starts for us because of the blister. So we've given him extra days in between starts to get to a point to make a start, weighing the risk versus the opportunity. And, you know, for me and talking to the training staff and getting their advice, just weighing it all out, what's best for Rich and the Dodgers. So that's the decision I made, and again, it's the toughest thing I've had to do.
Hill also spoke about the surprising decision his manager made.
You know, I did not want to come out of the game, right? But I think there's, you know, a bigger picture here, and we all know what it is, and something that, you know, put Dave's in a very difficult position. And, you know, it's something that you look at it and you move on. That's it. That's all you can do.
As for the game, the Dodgers blanked the Marlins 5-0 and finished the weekend with a 3-game lead over the Giants in the NL West. I'm Darwin Zook, and this has been your Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette.